Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
All right, Leonard Skinner, simple man that can only mean one thing on this show. All things simple man, so he claims, self-proclaimed Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. The latest in his killing series, number one New York Times bestseller, now in its 14th week on the New York Times list, which is pretty amazing. I did get a preview copy of Killing the Legends, and I expected a chapter on me in there, and there wasn't one a single page devoted to me. I was shocked, Mr. O'Reilly.
Yeah, you just missed the cut. I had Elvis, John Lennon, and Muhammad Ali. Next up was going to be Hannity. But, you know, the subtitle of Killing the Legends out at the end of September is The Lethal Danger of Celebrity, and you're still alive. So that's why you weren't in there. But anyway, I appreciate you mentioning Killing the Killers, 14 weeks on the bestseller list. Great summer read. And I know everybody wants to hear about the Trump raid and what you and I...
Well, that's where I was headed. I'm dying to get your thoughts on it. I've given a lot of mine. I would just say this, Mr. O'Reilly, I never thought I'd get to this point in my life. And then I'm going to hand it over to you, I promise, where I would say these words that we don't, in the United States of America, have equal justice under the law or equal application of our laws. And nor did I ever think, as coming from a family of law enforcement, and my two relatives that made it to the FBI were deity in my family, and my mom a prison guard, my dad family corps probation, so many NYPD officers, etc., that I grew up with such a deep respect, I no longer can give the benefit of the doubt in any way, shape, manner, or form to the FBI after their conduct for the last number of years, especially involving Donald Trump. It has become, at the top, a corrupt organization.
I think that's a fair assessment. The evidence indicates that. And the backup would be Christopher Wray's testimony last Thursday, when he absolutely dodged every question. And when I was watching that, I had an open mind about Ray because Trump appointed him. He was recommended by Bill Barr, and I think Barr was a fairly good attorney general. I think he's an honest man. But when Ray got out there and refused to clarify anything, to put anything into perspective, when he knows that half the country, perhaps more, doesn't trust the FBI anymore. You remember when we were growing up, there was a program called the FBI with Efren Zimbalist Jr. Remember that?
Yeah, of course. Great show.
Huge show. And people watched it. I wrote Killing the Mob, and I had basically taken you through the whole history of the organization. Edgar Hoover was corrupt, but nobody knew it at the time. But now it's politics. And you can say and make a case right now that the Trump raid in Florida was politically driven. You can make that case now because Merrick Garland has not put forth any kind of specificity on why they did it.
But here's where I think you might have missed something on Ray. After James Comey and Andrew McCabe, remember Andrew McCabe said without Hillary's dirty Russian dossier, which was proven completely false, and they used that without it, they wouldn't have gotten the four FISA warrants granted by the FISA judge. All of that dossier has been debunked. They knew it from the subsource and Christopher Steele, at least for the final three warrants that they signed off on, but they said it was verified. And nobody was held accountable. Christopher Wray didn't lift a finger to hold one person accountable or remember the insurance policy and Peter Strzok. So okay, he didn't do his job cleaning up that organization. And look at now, it's in tatters.
Maybe you know the answer to this next question. Why didn't Trump fire him?
It's a good question. I don't know the answer. I think he was hoping, if you think back to the timeline and you look at the timeline and you had Durham, there was great hope that Durham was going to get to the bottom of the Russia collusion hoax and lie and outright destruction or attempted destruction of his presidency. That went on for 3 long years, Bill. I covered it for 3 years. We broke story after story. We've been vindicated.
Yeah, it's still going on. I mean, but look.
Nah, it's over. Everyone got away with it.
Whether this raid was legitimate or not, the Wall Street Journal today put out an excellent point. If there were specific documents, and we don't know this because the warrant was sealed, all the Justice Department had to do was issue a subpoena for those documents. And Trump, if he had them, would have to comply. So why did you need the raid? I'm going to tell you why they did the raid, Hannity, and I think you agree with this. Are you ready? This mm-hmm. is speculation from O'Reilly, and I don't usually do that. I don't make a living doing that. My analysis is fact-based on BillO'Reilly.com. I'm convinced the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago hoping to find January 6th documents.
I agree, and I agree that it was a fishing expedition, and I even have some evidence that will back you up, Mr. O'Reilly, and you should be very proud of me. I have a February 8th, 2022 memo, and it was a conversation with Gary Stern, the general counsel at the National Archives Record Administration, with the Trump people. And throughout the course of the last year, they obtained, quote, the cooperation of Trump representatives to locate presidential records that had not been transferred to the National Archives at the end of the Trump administration. And when a representative informed the National Archives Record Administration in December 2021, they had located records. They were working together in harmony, and the Archives Administration admitted they were.
Right. And it's excellent work that you uncovered that. And so unless Garland himself, not Ray, but the attorney general comes out and holds a press conference and says this had nothing to do with January 6th. I mean, then that's what I think it was. They went in looking for documentation, whether it be a email or a text or whatever it might be, between President Trump and someone discussing the riot on January 6th. That's what they wanted to get. Because the other stuff is bogus. If Hillary Clinton can walk and the FBI won't prosecute because they say, oh, she didn't do it on purpose. She had 2,000 classified documents in her personal possession, but she didn't really know, so we're not going to do anything about it. What the same standard would have to apply.
Well, I can give you a quote from James Comey on that.
Yeah.
Despite evidence of law breaking, to no reasonable prosecutor would bring criminal charges to the Hillary email case. He admitted that she broke the law.
Yes, but she didn't do it on purpose. So both you and I know Trump. We know Trump is not a document guy. He doesn't sit in a room going over documents. He never does that. All right. So what's the purpose of this embarrassment? And that's what it is. When you have FBI agents raiding your home, What's the purpose of this? It was to try to find something that would incriminate the former president on January 6th. I think that's what it was.
I think you're right. And now the question is, I don't think the FBI can gain back the trust of the American people. Bill O'Reilly, you know I'm a pretty loyal guy. It's kind of this Irish Catholic thing. I think we share this thing. And for the FBI to lose my trust is, they had to do a lot. And what they did with the Russia collusion hoax and what they didn't do by verifying, they were warned not to use Hillary Clinton's dossier. They were warned by Bruce Orr in August of 2016. They were even warned, Obama was warned, believe it or not, by Director Brennan, not to use or trust this dossier. It's a political document. They were told by Christopher Steele in December of 2016. They were told in early January from the subsource, the main source of Christopher Steele's dossier, that none of this is real. It was all bar talk. It was never meant to be used in any political campaign. And they kept presenting it to a FISA court. A FISA application at the top says verified, and that means that the information they were providing to spy on Carter Page and Donald Trump through Carter Page's connection to the Trump White House allowed them to spy on a president. And they lied to the court every time. And this is where they've lost me, is they didn't hold their own accountable. And then I still have respect for 95% of the good people that risk their lives for us, but I don't trust them. I don't even trust what they... Do you realize they tried to tell the Trump family to turn off the security cameras? And now that they didn't turn them off, they're demanding those security camera tapes?
Listen, Comey and McCabe and Strzok and Page, the four scandal-ridden FBI people who were forced out, they should have been prosecuted. But Barr didn't do it. And because what people don't understand in Washington, they don't like to embarrass their own, even if they're opposed to their own. They don't like to do this, to destroy the structure of law enforcement in America. But the FBI has so politicized now, and that's the only word. So it's not the agents all over the country. They're fine. They're not politicized. It's the people in the headquarters in Washington. So it's identical to what J. Edgar Hoover did. And I hope people will check out Killing the Mob because you'll see it clearly there. Okay? But it's back. And the FBI needs a thorough cleaning out. Thoroughly got to top to bottom, clean out that leadership. Ray can't stay. And I expect he will go soon. He can't stay as director of the FBI after that performance.
Neither could Merrick Garland. He's politicized the Department of Justice.
Biden will never get rid of him. They'll throw Ray under the bus, particularly if they don't find anything in the raid.
So but he could be impeached, but that would be very difficult to do, as you know.
Yeah, but the next story is, what do you got, Merrick Garland? What do you got for embarrassing the United States all around the world? You embarrass the country by doing this, not just Trump or Trump supporters. They embarrass the entire country worldwide. You don't think the Chinese and Putin love this? The Iranians? So what do you got, Garland? What? And if he strives to stonewall, which he will, then we all know. Ray is done.
Bill, if they came out and said they found something deep and profound and troubling, I don't think I'd even believe them. Well, why wouldn't they allow Donald Trump's lawyers requested that they accompany the FBI agents during their search? Why did they not allow that and have open transparency?
That would be unusual. I've talked to a bunch of FBI agents, and they don't let people do that with counsel while they're...
Okay, then why did they demand that they shut off the security cameras? And now, since they know they haven't, but they weren't shut off, why then are they demanding the tapes be handed over to them?
Listen, if there's something on that tape, I'm sure the FBI doesn't want to be seen going through Melania's closet. But the bigger picture, let's focus on the bigger picture. If they don't have anything in the next week or so, all hell is going to break loose. And if they say, oh, yeah, we found this incriminating document in Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, we're going to have to see it. They have to show it to us because you're right. nobody's going to believe him.
All right, quick break. More with Bill O'Reilly. Simple Man. All things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com on the other side as we continue.
Hannity uncovers the real truth.
Real truth.
About the politics of D.C.
He's your watchdog on Big Brother.
Every day.
Hannity is on right now.
Continue with Bill O'Reilly, then we'll get to your calls, 800-941-SEAN, as we continue along.
I want to make one more cautionary note. People should not be speculating that FBI planted stuff or anything like that. That is not a response.
I'm not making that accusation.
No,
however,
no, you didn't.
They're leaving themselves vulnerable. Would you not agree?
Yes, they are. But look, you want to win this culture war. You have to stay with the facts. You can't get into that, well, they might have planted. It would be impossible for them to get a national security document, bring it to Florida, and put it in a drawer. That is not going to happen. All right? So that's, I just, this is
there's very- one. There's one last thing I want to bring up with you. If the FBI practiced equal justice under the law, why didn't they ever raid Hillary Clinton's home? And why Director Reyes had Hunter Biden's laptop for nearly 2 years, and we know it implicates Hunter and Joe, and there are a lot of crimes, evidence of crimes in those in that laptop. Why haven't they raided those homes?
You know, the Hillary Clinton thing, they did seize her personal computers.
Didn't raid her home, Bill, with guns drawn.
No, I understand that. Hunter Biden, they should have, because... But I don't even think Hunter had a residence. I mean, he just pounces from place to place. But certainly, if he is a subject of a grand jury here, you would want to compile as much evidence as possible. They don't want to. Come on, Hannity. You and I both know they don't want to prosecute Hunter.
This is a dark time for this country. All things Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill, thanks for being with us, as always.
Always fun. Thanks.
All right. You need a good night's sleep. Well, my friends at MyPillow.com, they're going to give you all the sleep you want, you need, you've been desiring, the sleep you deserve when their products arrive. Now, they have great sales going on every day. The latest sale is on their Percal sheets. It's available in a variety of colors, sizes. Now, normally a queen size regular would be $89.98. Now, it's just $39.98 when you go to the Sean Hannity Square at MyPillow.com. Very breathable, cool, crisp feel for summer nights like this. Anyway, 10-year warranty, 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Supplies won't last. You want to act now. They have other deep discounts and other great MyPillow products. Just go to the Sean Hannity Square, MyPillow.com, or mention my name when you call 800-919-6090, and you'll get the sleep you want, need, desire, crave, and deserve.
Hannity, less big government. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. Roger Stone will tell us the story about the raid on his house. You know, pre-dawn raid, 5:45 in the morning, 30 guys, frogmen, fake news, CNN cameras just happened to be there to capture all of it on tape. You can't even make this up. All right, as promised, let's get to our busy phones. A lot of you have been patient. Rob is in Long Island. Rob takes issue with my comments on the FBI. What's up, Rob? How are you? Glad you called, sir.
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Hannity. I appreciate it. Been a long-time fan, going way back to Hannity and Combs Day. Just quick background. I'm 25 years NYPD retired. I have two quick bones to pick with you. First, and you kind of been backtracking slightly, for the better part of a year, we've heard you say, you know, you stand with 99% of the members of the FBI. It's not the rank and file. I couldn't disagree with you more. And with a gentleman of your status and your platform, you have to start holding them accountable. Their silence is complicit. They are the most corrupt law enforcement agency we have ever seen. It's to the point, Sean, we know what's going on. The evidence is there. They continually lie. At what point do we just call it for what it is? It's the most corrupt law enforcement agency ever, anywhere in the world.
Let me answer your question this way. When you hear liberals every election year, now it's pretty much every day, and the way they characterize conservatives or Republicans, they're racist, sexist, misogynistic, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic. Now you can add transphobic to it. They want dirty air and they want dirty water, and they want grandma and grandpa to be thrown over a cliff by some prominent Republican. Right. Is that an accurate portrayal of 99% of conservatives, or is that a lie?
Oh, no, I see your point. No, it's a lie. To answer your question, no,
okay,
that's a lie.
But there are people that would say they're Republican or conservative that are jackasses, and you agree with that too, right?
Correct, I do.
Right, and those people, you and I would not want nothing to do. If somebody's a racist and they call themselves a conservative, I want nothing to do with you, nothing at all. I don't. You know, I believe in natural law that God created all of us equally. So I believe that with all my heart, mind, and soul. Now, you're right. For the 3 years that I talked about the deep state, we know where the corruption was. We know it was the seventh floor of the FBI. We know it was Comey. We know it was McCabe. We know it was, you know, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, you know, Strzok with his insurance policy. We know that.
But Mr. Hannity, are Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, are they the seventh floor, or are they the rank and file? And
they were working. They were hand in hand with the seventh floor. Absolutely, they were being used. They were being used to carry out the orders. Now, what I refuse to do, and you could take issue with this, is paint with a broad brush or broad sweeping generalizations. I know guys in the FBI where you live in Long Island.
Right.
And I know what they do. And I will tell you without exception, friends of mine in the FBI, many for many, many, many years, they are fully, completely repulsed by what they've seen the FBI has become at the top. Rank and file guys that are told, okay, you've got this, this, and this. They're not privy to what the cause is, the reason is for a particular raid. They didn't make that decision. That was made by their superiors. Now, if the head of an organization or heads of an organization, if they believe that their values and views are superior to the American people, and they want to make sure one candidate doesn't win, and they're willing to lie to FISA courts, and they're willing to put out phony information to destroy people, innocent people, and engage in pre-dawn raids over process crimes, that is on them. Now, do I know the exact percentage of good people in the FBI? No, but I do know law enforcement people pretty well. And you know what? I would bet just like you that I know in my family and people that I meet every day that are in law enforcement. And you guys are the salt of the earth. You probably grew up, tell me if I'm wrong, dreaming of being in law enforcement. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're absolutely correct. And I don't disagree with you.
And let me ask you, what percentage of the people you work with for 25 years would you say were just like you?
You know what? This is probably going to sound pretty hypocritical, but yeah, I would say higher than 90%. However, there is a however here, and
I was about to say checkmate, but you sound like such a nice guy. I don't want to be a jackass myself.
No, because I am a big fan, so I'm not trying to argue with you. The point is, at what point do these guys, the rank and file, at what point, even if it's an anonymous, somebody has to come forward and exploit what's going on.
But hang on a second. We learned last week. We have whistleblowers within the FBI and DOJ that have come forward. They came forward to Charles Grassley, and we're going to get to the, hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it. Look, in a way, you made my point, but I hear you. I don't accept any longer that my belief, my fundamental instinct that every cop is a good cop. I've always known that you're always going to have bad apples. Like, for example, look at Derek Chauvin. Look at what he did to George Floyd. Now, I do mixed martial arts. If you listen to this program, you know I do it. What's the most vulnerable part of the human anatomy? I'm sure you know.
The throat.
The neck. That's right. The throat. You got it. Now, if somebody's handcuffed, are you going to put your knee on their neck and push their neck and their face into the pavement for 9 minutes? I doubt it.
Of course not.
Of course not. And unfortunately, one bad apple, look at the consequences of that one bad apple. You know, these guys, and I warned at the time, if they're not held accountable for the Russian lies and for FISA court abuse and for spying on a presidential candidate and president, and all of it was proven correct, I've been vindicated 5,000 times over, our reporting, our ensemble cast. You know, they're the ones that made that decision. There aren't many of them, but they're the ones that made the decision. Now, did they maybe at times use rank and file to do things but not give them any rationale, reason why? Of course they did. How many times were you told to go arrest somebody? You weren't given all the details. You were just told to do your job, right?
Of course, but just to backtrack to Chauvin a bit, but he was held accountable. There was accountability and rightfully so.
You're right. And I warned that if we didn't hold these top guys accountable, that they would be emboldened and it would get worse. And what happened at Mar-a-Lago this week is worse.
The worst. And you're right. You're absolutely right. And your investigative team, Sarah Carter, they're excellent. I watch the show. I'm a big fan.
When I get pulled over by a cop, which I don't very much anymore, when I used to, I don't speed anymore. I've gotten old. I don't want to ever hurt anybody. But when I used to get pulled over, because I used to have a bit of a heavy foot, you know, I just always assume that cop has no idea who I am and their adrenaline's pumping. And it's my job to assure that police officer I am a supporter. I am going to be cooperative. I'm going to say yes, sir, no, sir. If I'm wrong, I'll admit it and I'll apologize and say, you're right, sir. I wasn't paying attention. I didn't realize I was going that fast. I apologize. I've done that many times in my life.
Because
I have instinctively this deep respect for, you know, you guys are risking you're risking your ass every day. You want to know the cops I think of? I think of the guys, cops, firemen, first responders, September 11, 2001. What were they doing? They were going up knowing they may die and everybody else is racing down to get the hell out of there. That's the way I look at cops, firemen, first responders.
Right. I know you do. I know you do. And let me tell you, most of the law enforcement in New York knows you have their back. My other quick point, two other quick points. We do not have equal justice in this country anymore, and we know that. And we have to start. I was going to say we have to start exposing it. It's exposed. Everybody knows. Some people are still asleep at the wheel on it. But we need guys like you with your voice, your platform, to keep driving the point home, to put it out there, expose these people, let the people know the truth with what's going on. And I'll finish up with this. I'm dying to play hockey against you.
I haven't laced up in years, man. You know, after I've had issues, I'd had a torn meniscus, a messed up hip. You know, I'm getting old, and my mixed martial arts isn't helping. I'm getting the crap beaten out of me every day, but enjoying every minute of it in a weird way. Listen, thanks for what you've done your whole career. You're a hero. God bless you. I never want to put people that are heroes in a group with people that are corrupt. I don't believe in broad generalizations. And I see where this corruption is coming from. And when I identify it, I say it. It happens to be, unfortunately, the people at the highest levels. And they weren't held accountable. And it looks like they're never going to be held accountable. And that is a very, very dangerous situation for our country. Anyway, God bless you. Appreciate it, Rob. Thanks. Quick break, right back to the phones. Roger Stone at the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Thanks to so many of you in this audience, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is able to deliver on their promise to do good and to never forget the sacrifices America's greatest heroes have all made for us. Heroes like the Misotis Familia, they couldn't wait to join the NYPD. She wanted to make her community safer. Now, she proudly wore that uniform until she was ambushed in the line of duty, shot in the head in her police vehicle solely for wearing that uniform, and she was murdered. She survived by three children. Her oldest, Genesis, was only 20 years old when she was murdered, and she became the sole guardian and provider for her twin siblings. Can you imagine at 20 years old? And their names are Peter and Delilah, and they were only 12. And thanks to your generosity, the Tunnels to Tower Foundation was able to give her children a mortgage-free home. Now, for some families, the foundation brings the comfort of knowing they can stay in the home where they made memories with their fallen loved one. For other families, the foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. Anyway, they're asking all of us. This is two Starbucks that you just say go to a month and just donate $11 a month so they can keep building these homes for these people that deserve it. Anyway, just go to their website, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Who the hell are you?
You know. Now, say my name.
Sean Hannity.
You're damn right.
And this is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, let's get back to our busy telephones. Michelle is in California next on the Sean Hannity Show. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Hey, a Christian conservative Republican from California. Go figure, right?
Go figure. You need to get out of there. Find a normal place to live.
I know. My husband keeps telling me the same thing. There's so much that I want to say, Sean, but I guess the big thing is, and I have a hat that says so, we the people are pissed. What went on at President Trump's house was completely unacceptable and shows the American people how desperate the Biden administration is. You know, we're like, enough of the January 6th BS. Stop wasting taxpayers' dollars on idiotic biased hearings. Enough with the Russian collusion BS and start spending more time on things that matter, like our border, convicting Hunter Biden and Joe Biden for their illegal activities. Documented activities from Hunter Biden himself. All of the evidence is there in his writing. No need to try to find something to convict someone of like went on at President Trump's house the other night. And everyone should read the laptop from hell. Seriously, because if you do, all of Joe Biden's weak actions and America last policies will make sense because he is completely compromised. And the Biden administration need to spend time really lowering our inflation, really lowering it, not just lying to us and trying to pretend.
The CPI testing goes to 8.5% from 9.1. Oh, this is great news. Yeah. I'm like, no, it's not. It's awful news. They inherited 1.4%. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Michelle, I think you should listen to your husband. Get the hell out of there, okay?
But I want to see all the people. I want to see all the patriots in November to take back our America and do our part. Speak up and contact your representatives. We cannot expect the media to do all of this work for us. Don't let this current administration continue to lie to us and run this beautiful country into the ground.
Michelle, what you just said is the most important part of your call. Everybody needs to be, it's an all-hands-on-deck moment. Please. We're deputizing all of you. Get every person you know to vote. I think most people understand now what's at stake. I think most people are feeling, you know, the pain of Biden inflation and Biden gas prices and Biden open borders and Biden being soft on criminals and Biden's failed education system being beholden to unions and Biden's embarrassment on the world stage. And the emergence of hostile regimes because of all of his weakness. Scary times, Michelle. Follow your husband's lead. Go to California. I'm with him. Get out of California, I mean. Maybe go to Florida where Jackie is. Jackie from the free state of Florida, how are you?
I'm just fine, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Thank you so much for taking my call. My question to you, though, is if as a people we are protected by the Constitution of the United States against a corrupt government, what exactly are we supposed to do at this point? What are we to do? I pray every day for not a leader, but a team of leaders.
Americans now have to understand that this party, the Democratic Radical Socialist Party, that is now beholden only to one agenda, the climate alarmist cult, and they support this abuse of power, all of the corruption. They support a dual justice system that they support. They don't support law and order, the open borders. They don't protect the innocent from the criminals. Our schools are a mess. This country is struggling and it doesn't need to be this way. It wasn't this way. We can return to the policies that work. And that's going to take everybody voting in November. Now, maybe it's not your perfect candidate, but you got to get a Republican majority in the House and in the Senate. Make it your business to get the 80% person, if you have to, over the 0% person, because every Democrat running for the House and Senate is a radical. And that's all you need to know. And we can change the trajectory of this country and recapture the country and put in place good policies. Anyway, I appreciate the call.
Quick break, right back. We'll continue.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.